Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. On this day in 1990, the two German states and the four powers signed the Treaty on the Final Settlement with respect to Germany in Moscow, paving the way for German reunification. Money and items obtained by fraudsters by manipulating ATMs goes into the millions. The perpetrators install deceptively authentic replica card readers and hard-to-recognize mini-cameras on the money machines. The data is secretly read from the bank card, and then the input of the PIN number is filled. Referred to as skimming, more cases of this type of data theft is recently being investigated by the Federal Criminal Police Office. Suspected members of such a gang of fraudsters are on trial in Berlin. The trial against Philip A., Ivan S., Nedko M., and Vasil P. started on Tuesday, all members being accused of commercial and forgery of payment cards. According to the indictment, these Bulgarian men, aged 30, 31, 35, and 55, joined forces with previously unknown accomplices to form an internationally operating group of thieves at the end of 2017, specializing in spying on customer data from German and foreign bank customers in Berlin. The stolen data, including the card PIN numbers, was transferred to card blanks and then used as payment cards for unlawful withdrawals from the accounts of unsuspecting cardholders. According to the Public Prosecutor's Office, the defendants repeatedly traveled to Berlin from Bulgaria between November of 2017 and February of 2018. Here, they had then manipulated the ATMs with appropriate devices for reading the data. Per investigations, the subsequently produced card duplicates were mainly used in Indonesia, but also in Berlin. In the case of this gang, however, only a few withdrawals were actually made with the counterfeit cards. The card-issuing institutions had taken appropriate protective measures. According to the Federal Criminal Police Office, there were 500 skimming attacks throughout Germany last year, resulting in a loss of 2.2 million euros. More than half of the manipulated ATMs were located in Berlin. After the fatal shooting of 36-year-old Nidal R. on Sunday evening on the edge of the Tempelhofer Feld in Neukölln, security experts and politicians fear revenge acts and a further escalation of the conflicts that have been smoldering for months between criminal members of large Arab families. Norbert Sioma, chairman of the Berlin Police Union, or GDP, stated that, quote, "Anyone who halfway observes the scene knows that the deadly attack on Sunday was a clear exclamation mark that will be understood by all clans and will certainly not go unpunished." Sebastian Laudon, head of the Organized Crime Department at the State Criminal Police Office, or LKA, said on Monday in the House of Representatives Committee on Internal Affairs that an increasing tendency towards using weapons was being observed within the families. GDP leader Sioma believes that it was only a matter of time, in view of the current rivalries between the clans, until the first death would occur, adding that carrying out their clashes violently and without scruples on Berlin's streets is the result of the fact that for decades they did not feel that the rule of law was strong enough to assert itself. SPD Interior Affairs expert Tom Schreiber said that the SPD speaks of a new dimension of conflict, hoping that the police and the judiciary would achieve rapid success in their investigations, stating that, quote, "otherwise there could be a blood revenge or vigilante justice," and that the act by the Tempelhofer Feld could cement new alliances between large Arab families in Berlin. The interior expert and faction leader of the Berlin CDU, Burkhard Dreger, said that the murder of Nidal R. was reminiscent of an execution, that the incident will further escalate the clan war and show how secure the perpetrator or perpetrators felt. He remarked further that, quote, "that is why we must do everything we can to increase the pressure to persecute," adding that rewards and protection programs for leniency witnesses would also be a good choice. FDP interior politician Moza Luta complained that there was no picture of the situation with organized crime in Berlin. The interior expert of the Greens, Benedikt Lux, said that the new rule of law should not retreat and that a gang war should be prevented. Lux also referred to the, quote, many successful measures of the past weeks, referring to the police recently carrying out more raids in the Klan milieu. The police and judiciary in Berlin assume that there are almost 20 extended families. Some have between 500 and 700 members, and others even have four-figure families. But not all members of these clans are criminals. The groups known to the police within the families are active in all fields of crime in which lucrative business beckons. They dominate both the drug trade in the city and the red light district. Extortion is also one of the profitable areas of business. In addition, there are burglaries, often particularly spectacular cases, which cause headlines and promote the fame of the Klan in the scene. When territorial disputes are fought out, there are also acts of violence up to and including murder. The new electric buses for Berlin are in sight. Sigrid Evelyn Nikuta, head of Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVG, announced on Monday that Solaris and Evo Bus plan to start deliveries of the buses on March 1st of 2019. The state company ordered 15 buses, but not everything inside them will function electrically. The first electric buses will be equipped with extra units that supply heating and air conditioning with energy. Their engines would generally run on diesel, but natural gas and other fuels will also be tested. Nikuta explained that the heating should not drain the battery. At 150 kilometers per charge, the range of the electric buses is in any case smaller than that of diesel buses, which can travel up to 500 kilometers. BVG currently owns five electric buses, which are intended for Line 204, Zoo-Südkreuz. Where the new vehicles are to roll is subject to approval by the Senate. Lines in areas with high nitrogen oxide pollution are under discussion. Another electric bus procurement is currently being put out to tender. The associated charging infrastructure should make it possible to charge the batteries along the planned route, which is Line 200, Zoo to Prenzlauer Berg. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us in other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.